The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
I identify myself as a Bible-believing, unashamed follower of Jesus Christ. I believe the Bible, I follow Jesus, and I'm not ashamed to say so. The answer is not in the next election. The answer is not in Washington, D.C. The answer to America's problems is in the pulpit and the pews of America's churches. That's what we do here daily on Bob Burney Live. We listen, we think, and then we look at the Word of God, evaluate it, and develop our worldview from God's point of view.
The views and opinions expressed are those of the participants and may not be the views or opinions of the staff, management, or advertisers of WRFD.
Isn't it strange how that you take two pieces of material, you can take wood, you can take plastic, you can take anything, and you can put them in any configuration until you put them perpendicular to each other and make a cross? The Word of God. Read it. Obey it. That is the answer to America's problems.
Call 1-877-BOB-LIVE. Bob Burney Live.
Welcome to Bob Burney Live. Thank you for joining me on this Tuesday afternoon. The reason I'm laughing all day long, I've been convinced this is Wednesday. And it's not. It's Tuesday. I still haven't recovered from last week. Well, the last 2 weeks, I can't figure out what day it is, but I'm pretty sure it's Tuesday, and welcome. Here's my telephone number, 877-BOB-LIVE, 877-262-5483. We're beginning to get reports about the homegoing celebration of Lois Evans, Tony Evans' dear wife. She passed away recently at the age of 70. The memorial service, homegoing service, was held yesterday at Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, where Tony Evans has been a pastor for many years. And a lot of well-known people, Kirk Franklin began the service with a song. Several other well-known Christian musicians, pastors, speakers were a part of it. It was a four-hour event. Now, I'm not knocking that, okay? But if my wife is listening, please don't go 4 hours for me. No. But it went on for a little over 4 hours. It was a celebration of her life. Her children, including Priscilla Shirer, who has quite a career as a movie actress now, spoke. One of their sons spoke as well. Reverend Martin Hawkins, founding member of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship, a gentleman that's been in the church since the very beginning, shared. And if Joy is listening, she'll love this. One of the songs that Lois Evans chose to be performed at her wedding, or not her wedding, pardon me, her funeral, was His Eyes on the Sparrow. That's one of my wife's favorites. And no one can sing His Eyes on the Sparrow like my wife can. But anyway, it was... It was quite a homegoing celebration, and it sounded a little like my mother-in-law. My mother-in-law passed away very suddenly. She was in the hospital for some just routine tests and died very quickly, unexpectedly, and suddenly. However, My mother-in-law had told me before, not having any idea that she was about to die, had told me that she wanted me to do the service, and she said, I want it to be a celebration. And it was. It was a wonderful homegoing celebration, Lois Evans. Service was a homegoing celebration as well. And it's just a reminder, folks, I have conducted hundreds of funerals through the years. I have attended many other hundreds of funerals over the many, many years. And I'm telling you, there is an enormous difference in the funeral service, the memorial service, for someone who knew Christ, had served the Lord through their life, and someone who had not. There is always sadness. Of course there is sadness. But I love what Scripture says. We sorrow not as others which have no hope. Because if we really believe the truth of Scripture, and we say goodbye to a loved one at their celebration of life, their memorial service, funeral service, whatever you want to call it, you are saying goodbye, but it's temporary. And you cannot help but be happy, thrilled, that that individual, no matter what their age, will experience no more suffering, no more sorrow, no more tears, no more sickness. None of that. And here's the thing that sometimes we forget. I've had the opportunity to conduct the memorial service for several children through my ministry. In fact, the very first funeral I did after Joy and I moved here to Columbus in 1976 and started a new baby church in Westerville, the very first funeral service I did after we moved here was a precious, precious little boy. I think he was just 5 years old. He may have been younger. But little Johnny, he was out playing ball in his front yard. The ball went across the driveway of the house next door. An 18-year-old kid got in his car, got in the car, started up, backed up, didn't see the little boy, and ran over him and killed him right there in the driveway. And that was my very first funeral here in Columbus, Ohio. And obviously for the parents, those left behind, it is a tragedy. But if we really, really believe Scripture, if we really do, then the ultimate goal is heaven. The ultimate goal is not for us to live a long, healthy life. I think most of us want that. Most of us desire that. But that's not the ultimate goal. The ultimate goal is to go to heaven. And so from a purely human standpoint, a child or a young person who is killed or dies unexpectedly, that's a tragedy. But from a heavenly perspective, it's not a tragedy at all. That person was able to escape the heartaches and the sorrows and the pain and the suffering of this life and got to go to the goal that much earlier. If heaven really is the finish line, I mean, if that's the finish line, then from a heavenly point of view and a spiritual point of view and a biblical point of view, someone who gets to the finish line early, it's not such a tragedy. But for us humans, it's really difficult to look at life from a heavenly perspective. It really is, because we are so human. Lois Evans has reached the finish line and was celebrated yesterday down in Texas. All right, we will return.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, this is going to be fascinating to watch. If you're a regular listener, you know that, it's probably about 3 years ago, I made a little prediction about the Boy Scouts of America. And I said, in 4 to 5 years, the Boy Scouts of America will not even exist. Well, it looks like this prediction may come true, sadly. Unique case, yesterday, a team of lawyers filed a lawsuit in federal court in Washington, D.C. Now, the reason they did this is they are representing a number of sex abuse victims, or at least men who have said, and again, no trial yet, innocent until proven guilty, but there is a number of plaintiffs who are accusing the Boy Scouts of abusing them many years before and covering it up, hiding it, and so forth. Now, the reason they're filing the lawsuit in Washington, D.C., they are hoping it will become similar to a class action lawsuit, because the statute of limitations for sexual abuse is different in each state. And evidently, some of these men who are attempting to sue the Boy Scouts live in states where the statute of limitations has run out, so they would not have a legal standing in their state to sue the Boy Scouts for abuse, molestation, and so forth. Why Washington, D.C.? Well, according to the attorneys, they have brought the federal suit in Washington, D.C., because the Boy Scouts of America were incorporated in Washington, D.C. in 1910. Following that, they obtained a congressional charter in Washington, D.C. in 1916. And in the District of Columbia, Washington, D.C., they have eased their statute of limitations. They have increased the time. So the hope is, if they combine these lawsuits from around the country into one federal lawsuit in Washington, D.C., where the statute of limitations is much longer than in many states, they can bring all of these suits together and deal with them in a group. Quote, the lawyers handling the new lawsuit from the Washington firm of Zuckerman Spader, they're affiliated with Abused in Scouting, a nationwide legal team that is signing up hundreds of clients across the U.S. who seek to file sex abuse claims against the BSA. And again, technically, the Boy Scouts of America doesn't exist anymore. They are now the BSA. Why? Well, because girls are a part. Now, what does the BSA stand for? Well, Boy Scouts of America. But you can't call them Boy Scouts of America because now they're girls. So even though Boy Scouts of America, or even though BSA stands for Boy Scouts of America, you can't say Boy Scouts of America, you say BSA. Ha. Anyway, back to the story. The lawsuit contends that BSA has known since its early years that it openly attracted pedophiles into its ranks of adult leaders, yet avoided public acknowledgement of the dangers for decades, even as it kept secret files of men known or suspected of committing sex abuse. The lawsuit notes that the BSA submits an annual report to Congress summarizing its recent activities. Quote, however, never once in 103 years of reporting to Congress has BSA disclosed the fact that its programs were and are magnets to tens of thousands of pedophiles. Instead, BSA's reports to the nation have miscast the organization as a bastion of moral authority. Now, proves my ignorance. I had no idea that the Boy Scouts of America were operating under a government congressional charter dating all the way back to 1916. I didn't know that. I didn't know that the Boy Scouts of America every year submitted a detailed report to Congress concerning their activities. I didn't know that. So it looks like what is happening with the BSA is similar to what's been happening with the Catholic Church here in America for quite some time. As more and more cases are brought, more and more people are coming forward and saying, hey, that happened to me years ago. I was embarrassed. I didn't want to come forward. But now that others are, it happened. It happened to me as well. So it looks like this is the beginning of an avalanche of lawsuits by those claiming to have been abused by Scout leaders for many years. And it looks like if this case is successful in Washington, D.C., in bringing victims from other states under an umbrella suit in Washington, D.C., I think not only is it possible, I think it's very probable that possibly hundreds, maybe even thousands, will join in this lawsuit. And ultimately, I think this may lead to the demise of the Boy Scouts of America. And because for many years now they have abandoned their founding principles, their demise will probably be a good thing. And most of you are aware there is a Christian alternative, Trail Life America. It's a wonderful Christian organization that is an alternative to the Boy Scouts. And I would recommend highly that you check it out. Trail Life, I think it's Trail Life USA. Check them out. All right, we're going to take the top of the hour break, and it will return.